A middle-aged Russian man sits on a folding camp chair, listening to a ham radio.
Roger, thank you, and 73, this is KL7DX, listening 5 up, please.
He's part of the Russian Robinson Amateur Radio Club. He and two others traveled over 5,000 miles to Chuganenadak Island to set up a ham radio station and activate an island that had never before been contacted by amateur radio operators, or hams.
Because I want to be far away from big cities, from many troubles, from email, from cell phone. I want to go with my friends in some far place. That's kind of adventure. I like that.
Sergei Morosev funded most of the $30,000 expedition. Much of the money went towards plane tickets and chartering the processing vessel Lady Goodney to take them to the island. But on the way, they ran into unexpected problems.
It's erupting big time. When we went by Akamon, it's a big old mushroom.
Around noon on Monday, July 21st, the fishing vessel Pearl J broadcast over the radio that Mount Cleveland, on Chuganenadak Island, had begun erupting. That was just as the team was looking for a good location to anchor the ship and set up camp. After ash covered the Lady Goodney, the captain turned her around and pulled into Skiff Cove to wait out the night. Yuri Shushkin looked out the window towards the erupting volcano.
You see it about 300 meters away, and the guys who came from Russia, they came like 9,000 miles or so. And being so close to your goal and not being able to, not because of the boat or some other consequences, but it's volcano.
After a day's delay, they decided it was safe to land in the cove despite the volcano's continued rumbles. With stockpiles of Russian black bread, vodka, tea, and cigarettes, they set up camp. They built a 25-foot-tall, 30-foot-wide antenna and attached it to a generator, radio transmitters, and an amplifier. Morosev made the first contact with another ham.
I feel perfect. Not every day I came to the island. Not every day I set up antenna in the volcano and make radio contact with a far station.
But they soon discovered that their amplifier didn't work, which made their signal harder to hear. When they couldn't fix it, they decided just to operate without it. The first night on the island, as the volcano still rumbled in the distance, they encountered another problem. Their 6-foot-tall tent couldn't hold up to the Aleutian winds. Come morning, they tried to stabilize the tent as best they could and continued transmitting, but they had trouble making more contacts. Shushkin explained that the sun's cycle negatively affected their signal's propagation.
The sun, as you know, it's a big reactor, and sometimes it's less active, sometimes it's more active. As of right now, it's at the bottom of its activity.
That meant making clear voice contact with people around the world was difficult. They had to resort to mainly using Morse code. Yuri Zaruba stayed up late into the night, tapping out letters and listening for a response. The team wanted to connect with as many hams as possible, especially during the last 24 hours of their week-long expedition. That was the time for the International Islands on the Air contest. The ham or team that made the most contacts with other operators in other islands around the world would win a certificate or a trophy.
Delta Florida 1, Yankee Quebec. Delta Florida 1. Yankee.
During the contest, propagation was low, the tent blew in again, and rain pounded the camp. But at the end of the 24-hour period, they had made 206 contacts. Most just included exchanges of call signs. But Shushkin says one was special.
And when we sent him our contest number, it was 88. And we got from him number 73, so it's kind of symbolic, because both of those numbers mean something in amateur radio. 73 means best wishes, and 88 means kisses.
They won't know for a couple of months if they won the competition, but Shushkin says overall they had more experiences than they ever bargained for. 73, best wishes. Reporting from call station KL7DX on Chuganenadak Island, I'm Ann Hillman.